Task 2. Now listen to a talk and complete the note sheet about giant pandas on page 72. Then help Amanda finish the first and second paragraphs of the report. Notice how the ideas are linked up in the first paragraph. Try to use the words and expressions you have learnt to complete the second paragraph.
Good morning, everyone. This morning, we're happy to have Miss Jenny Yip with us. Miss Yip is the first Hong Kong biologist to work for the Chengdu Panda Research Center in China. Welcome, Miss Yip.
Thank you, Derek. It's my pleasure to be on your program. Please call me Jenny.
Okay, Jenny. Let's start with our cuddly giant panda. I guess this animal is not new to Hong Kong people. You have worked with pandas for nearly 15 years, right?
Yes, Hong Kong people love giant pandas. Just look at the crowds at Ocean Park at weekends. However, many people only know that they eat bamboo.
What else do they eat then?
They also eat plants and small animals.
Plants and small animals? I thought they were vegetarians.
Not really. And most people don't know they live alone. In fact, only cubs are looked after by the mother panda. After they grow up, they all live alone.
That's interesting. Is it true that they aren't very difficult to look after?
Most scientists believe that giant pandas are difficult to take care of. That's why they are endangered. For example, they have a very low reproductive rate.
I see. I know a female panda only gives birth to 1 to 2 cubs each time.
Yes. Apart from the low reproductive rate, they face the loss of their habitat. When I was working at the Chengdu Panda Research Center, a scientist told me that wild giant pandas are not good at adapting to the new living environment.
I thought they could live in bamboo forests.
The truth is, giant pandas are quite picky about food. Bamboo makes up most of their diet, but they only eat a few types of bamboo, so that's why they have trouble finding food.
I see.
Still, I'm glad to tell you the number of giant pandas is increasing. There were around 1,000 giant pandas in 1985, but in a recent study in 2004, the number had increased to 1,600.
That's great news.
Yes, it is.
Okay, thanks for sharing with us so much information about the giant pandas today, Jenny.